Hello, this is Lincoln, reading the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, June 5th, 2025. We begin at the top of the page with the Fireball Festival 2025 planned in Crescent City by Kim Raby for the Times-Republic. Are you ready for some fun? A quinquennial is the name for an event that takes place every 5 years. Technically, that describes Crescent City's Fireball Festival. However, this year will be the first festival in 10 years, as it was canceled in 2020 due to COVID. Fireball Festival is a way the Crescent City community celebrates its regrowth after a tragic train derailment at 6:30 a.m. on Father's Day, June 21st, 1970. Train cars of the eastbound Toledo Peoria and Western Railroad Company, train number 2, sent a fireball 1,000 feet above the village. 10 of the rail cars involved in the derailment contained 34,000 gallons of liquid propane each. 2 more propane rail cars remained on the tracks, with one of those being punctured by the coupler of another car. This caused a leak which ignited almost immediately and engulfed the other 9 derailed propane cars. Crescent City Volunteer Fire Department Fire Chief Orville Carlson and 20 members of the department quickly arrived with their 2 fire trucks. Efforts to contain the fire were hampered by the loss of electricity, which prevented the city's water pumps from functioning. Firefighters took water directly from the city water tower to fight the fire until help arrived from other communities. 300 firemen from approximately 40 surrounding communities rushed to Crescent City to help extinguish the blaze. As explosions continued, according to a synopsis of the explosion, 12 tank cars exploded, sending 10 large pieces of rail cars up to 850 feet from the derailment site. Destroyed in its wake was the downtown business district and 15 homes, with damage estimated at $2 million. The one miracle of the day, not one fatality, though 66 people were injured, with 11 requiring hospitalization, no one died. Thus, every 5 years, the village celebrates its stamina, determination to regrow, and resilience to forge ahead. Though the festival takes place every 5 years, the community and local churches conduct a Father's Day community church service at Heritage Park every year. Crescent City Historical Society will have a self-guided house walk available all weekend. The group will also offer souvenirs all weekend at the concession stand at Heritage Park. Thursday, June 12th, the group of volunteers who put Fireball Festival 2025 together jumped in with both feet on the ground and took off running, clearly making up for all the fun missed out 5 years ago. The festival starts Thursday, June 12th, when a Feel the Burn 5K takes place. Registration is from 4:30 to 5:30 at Heritage Park, with the race set to begin at 6. Friday, June 13th. An original Woodworth-style fish fry takes place in the city building, which is located on the west side of the parking lot at Heritage Park. Food trucks will be in the village from 4 p.m. to midnight, as well as a beer tent in the parking lot of Heritage Park. Fireball Idol finals will start at 7:30 at Heritage Park, with a DJ, Off Track Productions, being there from 8 p.m. to midnight. Starting at 9 p.m., Stay Golden, a lighted golf cart parade, will follow the loop of South Street up to Minor to Union, west on Union, then back to South Street. Saturday, June 14th, things get kicking. First thing Saturday morning, 7 a.m. to be exact, when the barbecue smoke-off starts in left field just outside of the baseball diamond at Heritage Park. Up for grabs are a cash prize and 17-inch Blackstone grill. From 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., the Crescent City Historical Society will be open. CCHS is located on the second floor of City Hall at 400 Main Street. Members of the Crescent City Catholic Church will offer lemon shake-ups by the fire memorial on the north side of Route 24, just west of City Hall, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. WGFA will be at the fire memorial from 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon, providing live remote coverage. At 11 a.m., the grand parade with the theme of All Aboard for Fireball, 55 Years of Golden Memories, will begin. The parade begins at the center, at the corner of Minor and Union Streets, goes west on Union until turning north onto Maple to Route 24, travels two blocks west, turns south on Colfax at the Crescent City Community Center, and then travels south back to South Street. There are approximately 60 to 70 entries in this year's parade. Route 24 will be closed for the two blocks with traffic rerouted on Jerry Ash Avenue, which is the first street north of Route 24. Route 24 will be closed approximately 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Crescent City Historical Society will offer items for sale in the concession stand at Heritage Park from 12 noon to 6 p.m. Items created especially for this year's festival are pieces of salvaged bleachers from Crescent Iroquois High School, which have been cut into plaques and feature a photo of the high school. There will also be magnets with the same photo available. Food trucks will be around the Ball Diamond and in Heritage Park from 12 noon to 1 a.m., and the beer tent will again be open to in the park parking lot from 12 noon to 1 a.m. A car show will be set up on the parking lot of the old high school from 1 to 4 p.m., with high school reunions taking place from 1 to 4 p.m. in the Crescent City Grade School Gym. An ice cream social sponsored by the Crescent City Methodist Church will take place in the concession stand at Heritage Park from 1 to 5 p.m. A kids' zone set up on the baseball field at Heritage Park will feature inflatables, touch a truck, and kids karaoke from 1 to 5 p.m. At 2, judging of the barbecue smoke-off will take place at the Heritage Park Pavilion. From 2 to 4 p.m., Jody Munsterman, longtime fifth grade teacher at Crescent City Grade School, will have students from past classes dig up their time capsules. A kiddie tractor pull, sponsored by the Cisna Park High School FFA chapter, will take place from 3 to 5 p.m. at Heritage Park. From 4 to 6 p.m., Family Feud takes place at Heritage Park, with the pork producers offering a pork chop dinner in the city building starting at 5 p.m. The ever-popular commode races will begin at 6:30 p.m. on the parking lot of the old high school. High Anxiety, a popular band, will play at Heritage Park from 8 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. Fireworks will start at 9 p.m. at Heritage Park with a rain date of Sunday, June 15th. Those who come to the park to see the fireworks display are encouraged to bring their own lawn chairs. Sunday, June 15th, the community church service starts at 10:15 a.m. at the Heritage Park Pavilion, featuring the well-known gospel group A Natural High. Seating is limited so that those who attend are encouraged to bring their own lawn chairs, in addition to hats or umbrellas in case of inclement weather. The service will be followed by a tree dedication in honor of Denny Boyer at approximately 11:15 a.m. in the southwest corner of Heritage Park. More information can be found on the Facebook page Crescent City Fireball Festival, along with forms. A full schedule of events can also be found at www.fireballfestival.com. STEM students learn to code robots, by Kim Raby for the Times Republic. The fourth and fifth grade students at Crescent City Grade School recently learned to write code in order to maneuver Sphero-Bolt robots via their Chromebooks. The trial and error learning process was directed by Steve Tothero, who is in charge of STEM classes at the school. STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics. These classes, according to Tethero, are used to connect disciplines and relate to each other, to develop higher-level thinking skills, and have students collaborate, communicate, research, problem-solve, and use their critical thinking and creativity skills. Sphero-Bolt robots are round robot balls which are programmable and designed for education, especially for teaching coding and robotic skills. This tool helps students explore creativity, coding, and STEM concepts through hands-on activities. The Bolt, according to Tethero, is acknowledged for its advanced sensors, programmable LED matrix, and innovative technology, which makes it engaging for both beginners and more advanced learners. Students use their Chromebooks to connect to the Sphero-Bolt robots and maneuver them manually. They practiced through coding skills in order to run the robots. They practiced their coding skills in order to run the robots automatically with the Chromebook through the code they created. Students could alter speed, direction, and duration in order for the robot to perform tasks. Robots can be programmed to change LED lights, make sounds, and perform other tricks. According to Tethero, the unit focused on computational thinking and coding. He said the students really enjoyed this type of project-based learning that could be personalized. The students were eager learners and discovered much about what the robots could do and had fun while doing a fantastic job. Fourth graders in the class were Carter Robinson, Ryder Matthews, Kyle Hendershot, Jaden Austin, Peyton Carter, and Cortland Hendershot. Fifth graders in the class were Ava Grabo, Caleb Hendershot, Henry Bull, Elizabeth Cahoe, and Henry Schunk. And there are some lovely pictures of these children maneuvering their robots with their Chromebooks. Lovely. Onarga plans Independence Day celebration at Durham Park, by Carla Waters, managing editor. Onarga is ready to go for its annual Independence Day celebration at Durham Park. The events will be July 4th through the 5th, with most activities on July 5th. On July 4th, there will be a beer tent from 4 p.m. to midnight, with food at 5 p.m., and repeat offender performing beginning at 9 p.m. The grand parade will be at 11 a.m. July 5th, with the theme We Believe in America. A flag-raising ceremony will be conducted after the parade. Contact Paula Warmbier at paulawarmbier@gmail.com or 815-644-8080 for more information. The 13th Annual Onarga Lazy Days Car and Motorcycle Show will begin with registration from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and judging and trophies at 3:30 p.m. Email Randy at onargachamber@gmail.com or call 815-383-5988 for more information. Weigh in for Onarga's tractor pull starts at 10:30 a.m. and the pull begins at noon. The Kitty Tractor Pull weigh-in is at 2 p.m. and the pull starts at 3 p.m. Iroquois West's Youth Soccer League is hosting its second tournament, which begins at 10 a.m. For more information, call Don Guerrero at 779-270-3233 or Miguel Diaz at 185-386-3829. Free inflatables for the kids will be available from 1 to 4 p.m. Bingo will be played from 2 to 4 p.m. A 3-on-3 basketball tournament will be at the basketball court from 9 to 3 p.m. For more information on the basketball events, call Jeremy Pankey at 815-383-9620. Music on the park stage will be performed starting at 12:30 p.m. with the Fairchilds. Gabriel Nemeth will perform at 4 p.m. Food and craft vendors will be open beginning at 11:30 a.m. Contact Trixie Pankey at 815-549-9659 for more information. The pool will be open from 1 to 5 p.m. and a duck race will take place at 5 p.m. The evening will end at dusk with the fireworks display by the Onarga firemen. Donations are being accepted for that activity. There is a social media event on Facebook that people can follow to see updates on the activities. Milford to Celebrate, There's No Place Like Home by Carla Waters, Managing Editor. Milford Fun Days will take place June 13th through 15th. The annual event's theme this year is There's No Place Like Home. Festivities begin with the Lions Fish Fry in the Lions Club Pavilion at the park from 4 to 7 p.m. June 13th. Food trucks will be at Town and Country Events beginning at 5 p.m. That's also where American Pie will perform from 8 to 11 p.m. There is a cover charge, and people must be 21 or older to attend. June 14th is the busiest day with Pride registration from 8:30 to 10 a.m. The parade steps off at 10:30 a.m. and goes from the police station to the park. The Fireman's Pork Chop Dinner Car Show will begin at 11 a.m. in the park pavilion. Also at that time will be the food vendors opening. A craft vendor show will be at the park in the area north of the school from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. From 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., the kids' zone will begin along with Joyful Bubbles and Petting Zoo in the park north of the school. The Little Mr. and Miss Fun Days competition will begin at the Bandshell at 11:30 a.m., in downtown Milford. Registration for the car show will be from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. with awards at 4 p.m. The Milford Dolphins swim meet will begin at noon at the Milford Pool. A bags tournament is planned on Jones/Axtell Streets and begins at 1 p.m. Melon Cougar will perform at the Bandshell from noon to 3 p.m. A chocolate chip cookies contest will be near the park pavilion at 1 p.m. with the winner announced at 1:45 p.m. Registration for the golf cart scavenger hunt will be at the park pavilion from 2 to 2:45 p.m. with the hunt starting at 3 p.m. Milford FFA and Crossroads Youth Center will present a hamburger cheeseburger dinner fundraiser at Crossroads from 4 to 7 p.m. Food trucks will be located at Town and Country Events beginning at 5 p.m. Melon Cougar will perform again, this time at Town and Country Events from 8 to 11 p.m. Must be 21 or older to attend, and a cover charge will be applied. Milford Christian Church will provide a church service at 10 a.m. June 15th. Skeeter the Clown Visits Watseka Ahead of Circus Performances June 9th by Carla Waters, Managing Editor. Skeeter the Clown made a visit to Watseka June the 3rd ahead of the Culpepper and Merriweather Circus Performance June the 9th. Skeeter performed at K Park, the Watsika Public Library, Learning Tree Daycare, and the Ark of Iroquois County. Skeeter entertained the audiences, told them a little bit about the circus, and invited them to the June 9th event. The circus will be set up at Legion Park that day, and people are invited to arrive at 9:30 a.m. to see the tent raising and a free tour of the circus grounds. There will be two shows, one at 5 p.m. and another at 7:30 p.m. Several local businesses have tickets for advance purchase, as do any Watsika Family Festival committee members. Online tickets are available until June 8th. Tickets will be higher at the box office, which will be open at the circus on the day of performances. The circus shows are 90 minutes long and will feature big cats, tight ropes, aerialists, foot jugglers, daredevils, and other performances. Crescent City discusses pool fencing Fireball Festival 2025 from staff reporters. Mayor Mark Rabe called the June 2nd meeting of the Crescent City Town Board to order at 7:03 p.m. Clerk Kathy Christensen took roll call with the following trustees present: Joe Bellot, Chris Morical, Kim Rabe, Joe Martin, and Jim Sorensen. Also present were Mary Carley, treasurer, Amanda Bolton, manager of the Community Center and Heritage Park, Al Johnson, village maintenance engineer, and Jeff Hildenbrand, building inspector / permit issuer. Guests included Dave Trumbull and Rusty and Bobby Joe Shepherd. Trumbull let the board know Route 24 will be closing during the Fireball Festival's 2025 Grand Parade. He said there may need to be a barricade at one of the intersections to keep traffic out. Johnson let the board know the new benches had been received and he was getting them together, but they aren't mountable. He will work on remedying this situation this week. There is a tree at Sterrenberg Park in bad shape, and it needs to be taken down. The mayor will contact someone to get it removed. The new doors are installed to the concession stand, restrooms, and sports room at Heritage Park. There are residences experiencing problems with their water meters, so someone will be called in to discuss the matter. Johnson will be finishing up village work prior to Fireball Festival. No one from ERH was present, but Christensen read the May report, collected and analyzed all required samples, and submitted monthly operating reports, performed daily testing for process control, serviced equipment, responded to Julie locate requests, and rotated wells. Minutes of the May 5th meeting were read and approved. Mary Carley presented the treasurer's reports for the village and community center. A certificate of deposit will be due soon, so she will check out interest rates and terms to get the best deal. Her village report and community center report were approved as presented. Amanda Bellot passed around changing table options for the board to look at so one can be installed in the bathroom at the community center. She will choose one that has a higher weight capacity. It was advised for her to put together a list of those who regularly use the community center so a fair rental agreement can be reached. If anyone has reserved the park or center for this year, they can call her at 815-274-6845 to check on their reservation availability. In new business, Mayor Rabe will again reach out to the TP&E Railroad to see about getting the crossings fixed in village limits. The community center will be getting painted this week. He was notified the spray patch and Crack sealing should be done before June 13th. The property on North Colfax is to have the home demolished in the very near future, and another property will have some trees removed. Kim Rabe explained the use of the cannabis use law as per IDOR. She received information from Kira Ebert of Representative Jason Bunting's office, which explains how these funds can be used. The remittance is based on population and needs to be used to fund crime prevention programs, training, and interdiction efforts, including detection, enforcement, and prevention efforts relating to the illegal cannabis market and driving under the influence of cannabis. She said the village used to donate to a local organization, but nothing has been donated lately, so she wondered if there was a specific reason for that. That issue was tabled to the next meeting. Kim Rabe also asked if it was okay for Sherry Boyer Rogers to speak after the tree dedication at Heritage Park for her father, Denny Boyer. She will speak at that event, which is at 11:15 a.m. Sunday, June 15th, during Fireball Festival. Rabe has been made aware of pools in the village which don't have proper fencing enclosures around them and asked to have the ordinance looked at. Since the ordinance is older, it may need to be revised. As there were a couple issues the board couldn't get answers to, Mayor Rabe was advised to ask village attorney George Quanzo to the next meeting. Bills were approved for payment. The meeting adjourned at 8:50 p.m. with the next meeting set for Monday, July 7th at 7 p.m. Illinois Department of Agriculture lifts poultry exhibition suspension. Springfield, Illinois. The Illinois Department of Agriculture, IDOA, is lifting the temporary suspension on the exhibition or sale of poultry at swap meets, exhibitions, flea markets, and auction markets. The suspension was initially issued in February in response to the ongoing threat of H5N1 avian flu and continued through June 2nd, according to a news release. We have closely monitored the threat posed by avian flu and have taken appropriate measures to ensure biosecurity for the safety of both the public and the poultry industry, said Dr. Mark Ernst, IDOA state veterinarian. Should the situation change, we will reevaluate, but for now, we feel it is safe to resume poultry exhibition and sales. Avian flu is caused by an influenza type A virus, which can infect poultry, such as chickens, turkeys, pheasants, quail, domestic ducks, geese, and guinea fowl, and wild birds, especially waterfowl. Avian flu virus strains are extremely infectious, often fatal to chickens, and can spread rapidly from flock to flock. Poultry flock owners, managers, and veterinarians should report any unusual findings in domestic poultry, such as increase in mortality, decrease in water consumption, decrease in egg production, or respiratory signs, including coughing and sneezing, immediately to IDOA at 217-782-4944 or the United States Department of Agriculture at 866-536-7593. The public is reminded not to handle or attempt to capture wild waterfowl or other birds displaying signs of illness. Due to risk of infection to other animals, cats should be kept away from the carcasses of birds that may have died from avian flu. For more information regarding avian flu, visit the USDA site at aphisusda.gov. Livestock poultry disease /avian. Avian influenza detections. This has been Lincoln reading for you the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, June 5th, 2025. Have a fabulous day, unless you have other plans.